just have to decide what kind of man you want to grow up to be, Clark. Whoever that man is, he's going to change the world.
Superman's character rests on his dual nature. He was born as Kal-El on the planet Krypton, which was destroyed right after his parents launched him to Earth.
He'll be an outcast. They'll kill him.
How? He'll be a god to them.
Allusions to the story of Jesus are threaded through Man of Steel. Kal-El, now known as Clark Kent, is adopted into a humble human abode in Kansas.
Clark, you were sent here for a reason.
And like Jesus, is 33 years old when he faces mortal danger and humankind's mistrust. But Howard Marshall, the manager of Aftertime Comics, an established comic book store in the DC area, says the character of Superman transcends Christian tradition.
One of the reasons why we in our culture have a need for these superheroes is because it's like modern mythology.
There are other interpretations. Some religious commentators and pop culture articles say Superman has Jewish origins. They liken him to Moses and point out that Kal-El sounds like the Hebrew words which mean voice of God. But Howard Marshall disagrees. He says though Superman's creators, Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, were Jewish, they did not infuse any Jewishness into the superhero, at least not purposefully.
I don't feel that they consciously did that. I think that we all in our culture, our own culture from which we were raised, we may unconsciously or subconsciously do things a certain way. But I don't think that they actually said, okay, let's put some Jewishness into this character.
Rather, Marshall says, the comic book hero born in the 1930s in the middle of America's Great Depression was meant to represent the superhero in everyone. Superman became a household name in the 50s when George Reeves fleshed out the character in a TV series.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman.
The series shaped the baby boomer generation.
We were the first ones to have TV as furniture full-time in the living room. And then it'd be a quick shot of him like, boom, punching a villain in the face. And, you know, he's knocked out, just one quick tap, and then he goes to the next guy. It was pretty exciting. You had to be there.
But it was the Superman movies in the 70s and the 80s that won fans the world over. Christopher Reeve embodied the superhero in the iconic role. The newly released turbocharged Man of Steel offers 3D special effects, Sony speed action,
you okay?
An impressive cast, and a new chiseled Superman, played by newcomer Henry Cavill. Cavill resembles a young Christopher Reeve, but holds his own. For now, the film is a box office hit, but it remains to be seen if it will stand the test of time. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.